This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With the coronavirus cases already topping 5,800, President Donald Trump is asking Congress to help Americans through a financial storm. AP Washington correspondent Saga Magani reports.
Some senators say the economic aid package could reach $1 trillion, including direct checks to residents.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin's been negotiating the package with congressional leaders for the president.
We want to get it done and have a big infusion.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not adjourn until one passes. It would be the most far-reaching economic rescue package since the Great Recession, with all sides agreeing more aid is needed to handle what's coming. But some Republicans say they're leery of the massive number. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden swept to a convincing win in Tuesday's Democratic presidential primaries in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona over Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont. Biden thanked voters and election workers from his home state of Delaware.
Americans in three states went to the polls today. I want to thank all the public officials and the poll workers who worked closely with the public health authorities to assure safe opportunities for voting, to clean and disinfect voting booths, and to make sure the voters could cast their ballots while maintaining the distance from one another that was safe.
The victories place Biden well ahead of Sanders in the race to clinch the party's nomination. The governor of the state of Ohio postponed Tuesday's primary because of the coronavirus outbreak. Ohio is now set to vote in June. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the Pentagon will provide millions of respirator masks and ventilators to federal health authorities to help in response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The Department of Defense will make available up to 5 million N95 respirator masks and other personal protective equipment from our own strategic reserves to the Department of Health and Human Services for distribution. The first 1 million masks will be made available immediately.
Esper said the ventilators are designed to be used by troops, and the military will need to train civilians on how to use them. There are new limits being placed on key items as America hunkers down, because of the spreading of the virus. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
Major retailers are trying to keep up with the demand for key supplies during the virus shutdown. Kroger says it's limiting certain items. Cold and flu medicine, soap, cleaning products, water, and the oh-so-scarce toilet paper. Consumers are finding empty shelves where those essentials used to be, even prompting the president this week to urge shoppers to stop hoarding groceries and supplies. Amazon's making a change, telling some vendors not to bother shipping non-essentials like telephone cases. It's keeping warehouses cleared for toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and other items in high demand, like diapers, canned foods, and disinfecting wipes. Amazon's adding more workers, but warns deliveries will take longer than usual. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Sudan President Salva Kiir issued new directives to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus, including a travel ban on all newly appointed ministers. Kiir told the ministers they were not permitted to travel anywhere outside the country and issued a new order for diplomats returning from travel. China said it is expelling reporters from three major U.S. newspapers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal, in response to what officials say is unwarranted restrictions on Chinese media agencies. In addition, Beijing ordered two other news outlets, Time Magazine and The Independent, U.S.-funded Voice of America, to give Chinese authorities detailed information about their work in China. China said the U.S. journalists will not be allowed to continue working as reporters in the People's Republic of China, including its Hong Kong and Macau special administrative regions. And former California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter has been sentenced to 11 months in prison after pleading guilty to misspending campaign funds. The ex-Marines resigned from Congress back in January after serving nearly six terms representing one of California's last solidly Republican districts. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.